started talking about Hezek Re'iyah, and it really wasn't about Hezek Re'iyah. Last time we talked based on the Gemara, Akasha the Gemara had, that there's an Indian of Ayin Hara. It's an Isser for someone to look at someone's successes, because that could be Ma'ura Kitrug and Shemayim and cause a loss. That's Isser Paskin by Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam holds it's Amidas Chasidus. The other Sharam seem to say it's Isser Gamur. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, if someone does give someone an Ayin Hara, causing him a loss, he's Chayiv Bi Dine Shemayim to pay for that loss if he knows the loss came from him. And that's what we discovered last week. Now we're going to get this week and the next week or two about Hezek Re'iyah. That's more common, and that is not when someone's having a success and you're giving an Ayin Hara. We're talking about a person's privacy. A person does certain things in his backyard, in his house, that are private, and what demands can he make on his neighbor to have his privacy respected? And those are the issues that we'll be dealing with now. Well, just to focus, in this case we'll talk about someone wants to have a swimming pool in his backyard, he has it there already. Can he demand his neighbor to share with him the cost of putting up a wall so that he could go swimming without his neighbor looking at it? So let's discuss what we saw last week, the Indian of Hezek Re'iyah. We saw there was a machlokis. The Mishnah said that he had two people wanting to make a mechitza. There was two shatim what a mechitza went. Meant. The first shayla, the first shita holds like this. The Gemara says at the bottom of the page, Beis Hamidah, so Ruah, the Chachamim held my mechitza. What is this wall that they want to make? What's this mechitza that they want to make? Guda, a wall. And since the Mishnah said they wanted to, they decided to make the wall, so they have to make a certain thickness based on the Minhag Medina, the Gemara is Medayik, time of the Rasa. The only reason that you can force them to build that wall is because they jointly agreed to make it. Hello Rasa, but if they didn't jointly agree to make that wall, Eimus Chayvina, so one of the partners can't force the other one to build the wall. Alma Hezek, Riyah, Lashmi Hezek, it must be that the fact that I could look at you doing private things, that is not called a Hezek. It doesn't mean I'm allowed to look at your private things. It means that you can't force me to contribute to building a wall. I'll say, look, I won't watch you. Just trust me. I don't trust you. So make him build a wall with me. You can't force me to build a wall with you. That's the first shita. So the Gemara says, no, maybe a mechitza tuluta. Maybe the word mechitza in the Mishnah was that they decided to make a mechitza means they decided to divide their chatzar. That's what they decided. And we have a pasuk, you see that you divide the eidah, that's called a chatzi. And came in the rots, once they agree to make a division in their chatzar, bonin es hakos v'al karcho, one can force the other to build the wall. Ama hezik v'yashimei hezik. So we see that the fact that you're going to look at me and impinge upon my privacy, that's called a real damage, and I can therefore force you to build half the wall, one half of your property, half of my property, based on the Minhag HaMedina. And that's what the Gemara says, Machlokis. How do we paskin? The Rush says, the Rif only in the Rif, he always abridges, summarizes the Gemara, and in this case he only brings the second Lashon. We'll read the Rush, Rav Alphus, Hevi Lishna Basra, it's on the bottom of the first page, the Chashilei Iker, Katihol, the Lishna Basra is the main Pshat, Mishum B'tar Parach, Pirchei Tuva, Lishna Kamfas, there's a lot of Kashas on the first Lashon. For example, the one we learned about last week, the Gemara Yasser Kasha, from the garden, there's it's mashma that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara had an answer according to the first Lashon, that's because of Ayin Hara, not real Hezek Re'iyah. Then we had all these kashas, that was one of them, and we had to answer all these Dochot Terusim. The Rosh concludes, therefore, all places we hold, Hezek Re'iyah is a real Hezek, and that's the assumption we're going to take tonight and in future Shiurim. The halacha is Hezek Re'iyah is a Hezek. You watching me will see later what exactly the Hezek is, but your ability to watch what I'm doing in my backyard or front yard, that is a Hezek. That's called a real damage. I went into the old rule, Al Hanizik Laharchik Es Asmo. Whenever there's a conflict between two neighbors, conflicting interests, we say the Nizik has to distance himself, so why don't we just say, look, you don't like me looking at your yard, build yourself a fence. So the Rambam Gash says, after Kaimel Krav Yosi Dala Nizik, Laharchik Es Asmo, even though we hold that the Nizik's responsibility to distance himself from becoming damaged, Shiny Hezek Re'iyah, the Giri Didehu. The matter of yes or bigire, right? We learned in many times that Rayosi holds it's only if there is a memela dika hezek, but if you're throwing arrows into my yard, that you're not allowed to do. You can't say, I like shooting arrows. Right? We had all these different cases that were like Yiri Delay. Heavy smoke, bad smells, those were called Yiri Delay. The washing in the upper floor and the water goes straight down, that was Yiri Delay, that was his arrows. So even though normally when there's a conflict between two parties, the Nizik has to protect himself and you can't force the Mazik to chip in, but over here, it's Giri Delay, because what's the damage? It's the Mazik is looking with his eyes. The Mazik's eyes are damaging this neighbor, and therefore he has to contribute in fixing the problem. This is Pasken by Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufnun Zayin, Zifal. Once again, we're going back to the Halachas Hilchas Nizkei Shcheinim. Last week we were in Shin Ayin Ches, and we talked about Ayin Hara, because that was talking about being Mazik people. That was the real hazard. Ayin Hara was being Mazik someone's property. That was Shin Ayin Ches. Here we're talking about Nizkei Shcheinim. Back to Nizkei Shcheinim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chatzar Shutvim, you have a Chatzar that belongs to partners, Sheyes Budin Chalukah, which is big enough where one can force the other to divide it, and they decide, and one says, let's divide it. Osha Chalku, Bertan, where they both decided to divide the Chatzar Afbi Shein Budin Chaluk, even though it wasn't really big enough on its own right, but it's like our Mishnah says, they decided to divide it. Each one can force the other to build the wall in the middle. So his friend won't see him when he's using his part of the yard. Even if they were there many years without a mechitza. So you would think maybe he has a chazaka. I'm a chazaka. I've been here many years, more than 3 years, without a mechitza. So how can you force me to build one now? He can force him to build a mechitza. Whenever it's too much for him, he could say, enough's enough. I want a wall up here now, and I want you to share the cost. And that's a halacha pesuk by Shulchan Aruch. Now, just in case you say, well, that's on the olden days. That doesn't apply nowadays, because that's talking where you have two houses opening up to enjoying chatzir. Maybe that's the whole halacha, forcing one to build a wall. But nowadays, when we have houses that are down the street, and each one has his own private backyard or front yard, maybe the dinim of hezek re'iyah should not apply. So the Nesivos says, if each person bought a half a chatzir on his own, right? They bought from different people. Each one bought his own house with his own chatzir. He says the rules of hezek re'iyah apply there a little bit differently, but he says there is hezek re'iyah, which the achronim, the contemporary achronim, say, you see from this that even in our contemporary times where everyone has his own private yard, the dinim of hezek re'iyah do apply, and one neighbor can force the other neighbor to chip in to build a wall. That seems to be a simple halacha that should apply nowadays. We'll see soon whether it does or not, but based on what we see now, there's a halacha. Hezek re'iyah is a hezek. There's visual trespass, the way our school calls it, is called real damage, and so much so that I could force you to chip in to stop that damage by building the wall. That's the halacha psuka. Okay, so what is exactly, what are you damaging? What damage is a person doing when he looks next door? What is the hezek? And we see that such a big hezek that a chazaka doesn't help, according to Shulchan Aruch Paskins. So let's read the Ramban. The Ramban's really in a sugya we'll talk about next week. The Ramban says like this. Right, normally there is a din on chazaka. If I have my item there in my yard for many years, or you saw it and you didn't protest, or you helped me do it even, so I have the right to keep it there. I say that you waived all rights to stop me from doing that. So the Ramban says, well, Amr Chazaka bin Zikin, the only time we say there's a Chazaka by damages, that's only Al bin Nizke Mamun. That's when you're causing me a monetary loss. Like Amas Amayim, you have a ditch, a water ditch that is going close to my wall, that will ruin my wall, Visid, or Lime, Visloyim, different types of rock, these are things that could damage my wall. So normally I could stop you and say, look, don't do this, you're causing damage to my wall. But if I allow you to do it, I don't say anything for either 3 years, or I see it right away and I don't say anything, to make a chazaka. So we say, I'm mochel on my wall, even if these things that my neighbor's doing will knock it down, but you know, so I'll build another wall, a little stronger wall, I'm mochel it. So that's if it's only relating to my money, to my property. Avakuta beisakise, this is a chazara, but the smoke and the smells of a bathroom, shehu atman nizok, where the person himself is suffering from it, or mitzdarabem, and gets pain from it, ein lahem chazaka, there you can't establish a chazaka, because I could say, until now I was able to handle it, I could solve it, now I can't be solvable it anymore, I can't stand it anymore, I want you to stop. If it was just a monetary thing, so then I waive my rights to the money, and the money's yours now, and I can't change, I gave it to you, I can't take it back. But if it's something that I'm suffering from, so then there's no chazaka. Is that time of Rav Yosef the Kurkur? You remember the case of Rav Yosef, who had the crows, the ravens were taking the blood from the blood letters that were underneath the palm tree and putting blood on the dates. So we said over there, Shahes Tenisin, Vanini Hadas Mitzdarim and Nizukin Hibakach. We said that if you're an Istinist, you're a delicate person, so you have a right to stop such damages, and there's no chazaka even, and we went through those halachas of allergies, that if you have a proven problem, even though normal people, other people don't have it, but if you can prove that you're sick, the noise affects you, the smell affects you, you have a right to stop the neighbor from doing it. Even if he has been doing it, you can say there's no chazaka for an istinus. So that's why in those items there's no chazaka. So now the Ramban says nogeya us. V'hu adin, and it's the same thing with kolshkein. It's certainly by hezik ri'iyah there's no chazaka. Because that is talking, it's not you're damaging my property, you're damaging me when you're looking at what I'm doing. What's the damage? Imshum ayin ra'a, you're giving me an ayin hara, which really last week we know that is really damaging the person's property, but I guess he means he could give an ayin hara to the person himself. If I look too healthy, I have my children there, maybe you'll give me an ayin hara and hurt me. Imishim lishna bisha, you'll start talking bad about me. Imishim sini usa, or you're impacting on my sinius, right? I have certain things, modesty that I do in my yard, and you're looking at them, that's hurting me. So there, in that case, there's no such thing as a chazaka. And the Ramban goes further, not everyone agrees with him on this. Even if the nizik said, look, you're such a good neighbor, I mochel you. You don't have to build a wall. Kevan devadik aser hu lamatik lahazika v'ri'iya. Since it's certainly aser for the matik to damage him by looking at him. U'l-stakavo l'da'at. And knowingly look at what he's doing. Vein adam yochel izar v'kach. And it's impossible for a human to stand like that, to keep his eyes closed all day. Therefore we'll force him to, that's the sugi over there where he's opening a window into a person's yard. We'll say, even though the neighbor said, okay, you can build your addition and put the window there, we'll talk about that next week, that chazaka doesn't count, the mechila doesn't count, v'atachatar, we come close to the window, so you shouldn't do a chay. That's the Ramban. From the Ramban we see a little bit, or a lot, what hezek ri'iyah is. Hezek ri'iyah is damaging the person. You're giving him an ayin hara, you're going to talk bad about what he's doing, you're looking at his private things that he does. That's damaging the person, and that's why there's no chazaka for it. So whether chazaka or not chazaka, we saw Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, there is no chazaka, but at least now we see exactly what hezek ri'iyah is. Hezek ri'iyah is, my neighbor shouldn't not be looking at my private affairs. That damages me. His looking, and it's an isser. In fact, the Yabrima brings this Gemara, I have on the handout, the Gemara we'll see more next week, in Samach Hamad Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam es Eina Vayar es Yisrael Shechin Yishvata. Bilam raised his eyes and he looked at Yisrael dwelling with his tribes, with the Shvata. Ma Ra, what did Bilam see? He saw that their doors don't open one across each other. Omar, he said, these people are worthy that they have Shechina among them because they are watch each other's privacy. Right? So the Yad Rama says, this is the Isser that is involved by Hezek Ri'iyah. It's not a monetary issue. It's that you're doing an Isser by looking at the Ramban said, you're damaging me, you're damaging my person by watching my private affairs. But the Ramban then also said that it's an issur. So look, even if I'm mochel, you have to be mochel you to hurt me or to damage me. If I can't be mochel you to do an issur, I can't be mochel you to eat treif, so I can't be mochel you to look at my private affairs. That's an issur. That's an issur we learned from Bilam. So the Yad Ramah says also that whenever there's a din in hezek re'iyah, there's an issur involved. You're not allowed to look at what the other person is doing. The Rima Dasha has the same thing. He says even if you hold that, you can make a, even if there is a chazaka to open up a window over someone's yard, he says that's only a chazaka that you could open the window, but it doesn't give you the right to look at what the person is doing. That he certainly can say, look, I say you could open the window, but I notice that every time I go outside you're watching me to see what I'm doing, so then that I didn't give you a right to do. That's an issur. So that's the way the Rishonim seem to be learning. It's twofold. It's first of all, you're damaging me as a person, and also there's the issur. You're doing an issur by looking at what I'm doing. My ability to force you to build the wall, on the chayru, that would have to do with the fact that you're damaging me. Chazal though said that since there's an issur involved, I can force you to share in that cost. And even if I mochel you, that issur doesn't go off. Right? The Sma says a little bit differently. The Sma is Akasha. If you recall last week in this Shinayin Ches, in Hilchos Nezikin, the Shulchan Aruch said, you can't even damage a person by looking at him. For example, you can't stand over there when his grain is growing in the field because you give it an ayin hara. So Sma is Akasha. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch there say there are also other types of damage? You can't damage him like all the different rules of, if you have a chatzah, you have to put a wall between it. Why doesn't he bring those examples of hezek re'iyah? So the Sma says, why did the Torah Mechaber just mention this one, this case of watching his grain, the case of Ayin Hara? Why did they say Hezek Re'iyah Kuf Nun Dalet and Nun Hey Nun Zayin, where we're talking about looking at someone's backyard? The reason is because over there the looking doesn't cause a damage. El Shagarimis Hezek, it just causes me inconvenience. Because if I know that there's no wall there, so now I know I can't go in my backyard because I'm embarrassed for you to see me doing my private things in my backyard. So it's not a damage like Ayin Hara, where I'm damaging the person's grain by looking at it, it's going to burn down the next day. Over here, by me not building a wall, I'm causing you loss of your property. You might end up being Masa Gavul on me, or Shanyim, there are other things. But if the field is, you're looking at someone standing grain, the looking itself causes the damage. But this man concludes, but what's more prohibited, it's certainly more usher to look at someone's private affairs in his backyard than to look at someone's grain standing, because that, according to the Rambam, it's only Midas Chassidus, and it's like a little spooky, it's not a real hesed. But over here where I'm living next door to you, watching what you're doing, that's even more usur. So the Sma is agreeing that there's an issur involved, but he also explains a little bit more what the hezek is. The hezek seems to be a monetary hezek also. It's that, not only that you're looking at my private things, but you're stopping me from doing my private activities in my backyard. The fact that you fail to chip in for the fence, which you should, forces me to curtail my activities in my backyard, which is a monetary loss to me. When I buy a house, I want to be able to live in it as fully as everyone else, and you're not allowing me to do that by your failure to put up a wall. So that's a monetary loss, but besides that, it's also an issur, because that issur is causing me a hezek. It's not clear. Is the issur you're impinging on my tznius, or is it the issur that it's also to damage someone? I think he's mashma that the issur is also in damaging someone. Right, they were shown and we're going, that issur is assuming that, you know, I'm going to have to walk outside sometimes, that's going to be an issur when you look at me. He's saying that issur seems to be is that you're impinging on my right to act freely in my backyard. Anyway, the Ramah paskins Kuf Nun Dal. This is Zayin Afila Mandami Yesh Al Chazak. Even you hold there is a Chazak of a Hezek Rehiya by the window. Haina Luguf Hashach Alon. That's only for the window. The Luchav Al Chazak Lasasim. I can't force you, and if I own the yard, I can't force you to close the window. Oh, Limchos Bo, or to protest against it. Abuhu Asu Lamod Bechalon Vilirs Bechatzach Aveiro. But you are still, even though you can't force me to close my window, I'm not allowed to look outside my window into your chatzik. So I shouldn't damage you by looking. By doing this, you're doing an isser. And a chazaka doesn't help. What's the isser? The Bureau of Gras says over there, the isser is from Bilam, like we learned before. The stifler sums up what the isser, what the inyan of Hezegria is. He has a long piece in the cycle of Avavasar, but he says like this: there's three parts in Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Legufo, the damage to my body, that you're hurting me when you look at my private things. That's something that hurts me. That's a tsar gadol, the way the Ramban says, that you, when you look at my private affairs, that's something that's hurting me. Hezek lemamono is a damage to my property. I'm not sure if he means the Ayin Hara case, or I think he means, like the Sma said, that you are causing me a loss of value to my house. I can't live in my house. I can't go swimming in my backyard like everyone else can, because you won't put up the fence. And I bought a house thinking I'd go swimming. Now I have to go drive and go swimming somewhere else. It costs me money. I can't do my normal activities in my backyard. So that's a monetary loss. And the third thing is an isser. Even if I'm mochel it and you have a chazaka, that's only, I'm being mochel the right I have to force you to build a wall, to force you to close a window. But you're also to look at what I'm doing. That's an isser. That's certainly an isser involved. And that's the din of Hezek Re'iyah. Right? You have these three inyanim collected from the Rishonim. There's the damage that you caused me, the uncomfortability, that sar gadol, like the bad smell, that knowing that you're looking at my private affairs. And number two is you're going to stop me from doing my private affairs. That's impacting on my financial security. And the third thing is that you're doing an isser. In Hilchos Yerideh, there's an isser in looking at what I'm doing. And before we get to how about nowadays, there's I think a little in halach. I didn't know at least about it until I was going this year. And just the isser, what the isser is, getting the between one neighbor and the other. The Rama says like this in the same siman Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Gimel. The Rama says, it's based on the Mukha Yosef, Yesh Amrim, some say she tzarich lizohar adam milistakel the beis chayveru. A person has to be careful not to look towards his friend's house. Ashehu mitfas she mitfas kiganov. And because he might get caught like a ganav by looking at him, kiven she'ein lo taina, because he has no excuse for being there. So what that means, the Sma explains, that means that if you're outside sitting on your porch and you decide to start like looking across the street, you're looking at your neighbor's house or looking at the backyard, and you're not really planning on looking at it, and you're not intending to look at it, but you have to be careful not to be in a position where it looks like you're looking at your neighbor's house, because people will, you'll get trapped like a ganav. People will notice you, and they're going to think that you're looking across the street into the person's house or into a chatzer, the way the poskim say, and that's an isser. It's like a gezeira. This matter is like this: after ein kavonas haroa liros ulahazik b'riyah, even though you're not intending to look and damage him, you're just like daydreaming. Vegan im afilo ein haroa l'sham, even though you're not even looking there. Mikomakom asu lamu neged beis chaveir, you're not allowed to stand. You decide to stand there. You're standing there opposite his house. L'stakel derech sham, looking towards that direction. V'neishu yei nechshad b'nei habrios sha'omei sham kei liros, because people are going to be choshed that you're looking into his yard. The Taz has a different pshat in the Rima. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings his halacha as a Yeshamim, and the Mishpatei Torah, Mishkan Shalom brings his halacha. The Shulchan Aruch Harav adds, though, that that doesn't mean if you're walking somewhere, you have to keep your eyes closed, or, you know, looking straight at the ground, because you'll trip, or you'll bump into people. Because if you're walking down the street, so then you know you have to look, and you know people aren't going to think, oh, he's looking into the yard. They know, they see you walking. We're talking like you're just standing there. You know, what are you standing there for? I don't know why you're standing there, but if you're just standing there and the people will think that you're looking at the person's into the person's yard, that's an issue. That's a halacha psukah by the Rama, the way this man understands it. That seems to be halacha. I would guess that the same thing will be if you're maybe it's even worse. I'm not sure what this is. Is it? It seems like it's just like Myra's ayin. You can't put yourself in a position where people think they're being chosh, you're doing something wrong, because this man said you're not even looking there. It's just people are going to think you're looking there. So if you're standing out at a checkout counter and they have magazines there, and like, you have to be careful not to look that way, because people think that you're looking towards the magazines. If they have one thing where there's no magazines, it's probably better to stay in that line. But it would seem that there's a new halacha here, or at least new to me, that we have to be careful when it comes to inyanim of tznius, not to do things where people will be choshed that we are crossing the red lines of tznius. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing, like a gzeira, based on the nimuk miyoseif that they bring. And just thought I'd bring that in. The post can bring that in when they talk about hezek ri'iyah. So at this point, we would seem to say that there is a thing called hezek ri'iyah nowadays. It's passing the Shulchan Aruch. And I should certainly be able to force you to share in building a wall with me to protect my privacy. The problem is, when we look around the neighborhoods, it doesn't seem like many people do that. You know, the most we have is these chain link fences, and they don't help for hezek ri'iyah. So why is it that we don't do that? Especially if an issue is involved with it. And you'll say, well, maybe it's a minig, the minig's not to, we should go by minig hamakom like we always do. Well, this is the one case that Tosfos in the beginning, calls that a minig shtus. He says, even if there's a minig, the Mishnah says, how minig a medina, how thick to make the wall. So Tosfos says, how about if there's a minig not to have any wall at all? So he says, you don't go by that minig, because that's called a minig shtus. So we can't say, well, we don't put walls up because that's the minig. The question is, why is there a minig like that? So the contemporary post can try to find reasons, and they say that maybe our yards are different than their yards. Rashi describes the yard that we're talking about, the first Rashi, first Amid in the Masechta, he says, in fact, the first Rashi in the Masechta, he says, Kol Chatzeros, Shoshanu, right, the Mishnah starts, Shutun Sherasel Lazim Mechitza Bechatzer. They're making a Mechitza in the Chatzer, in the courtyard. So Rashi says, Kol Chatzeros, Shoshanu Chachamim, Lefnei Abatanim. Their courtyards were before the houses, Verov Tashmishim Bechatzer. They didn't have big houses. Most of their activities were done in the yard. They would eat in the yard, they would do their washes in the yard, they would, store their clothes in the yard. I don't know what they would. Most of their activities were in the yard, and that's why there's a din of hezek ri'iyah. The Yad Ramah says this whole din of hezek ri'iyah only applies by a chatzer that's open to a house. If you have a chatzer where there's no house, so then there's no hezek ri'iyah because it's not used as a house. So based on this, Rav Yoshev's son-in-law of Zilberstein and the Tuvach Yabio, he wanted to ask him and say that we look at our yards are different than those yards. What do we have a front yard for? Not much goes on there. Our front yards are to look pretty, to have flowers. That's his lashon. Chaser shalana asuyas b'ikaron l'noi, is that there should be beauty, l'prachim, for flowers, l'adesha, for the grass, l'lo tashmish mechem. We don't do things in our front yard. Maybe the kids play baseball there, but that's not a private thing. You know, we don't do anything private in the backyard. So maybe the din of hezek ri'iyah shouldn't apply nowadays. So he says, he asked his father-in-law Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv answered, the halacha is, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a shas that says that a neighbor can force his neighbor to build the wall, and therefore it applies nowadays also. Right, that's gam yamein, rabim ninoi, melasas, divayim sinu, v'chatzah, shenim again, it's hezek ri'iyah. Nowadays, people can't act normally in the yard because of hezek ri'iyah. So Rav Yashiv holds, a person can force his neighbor to chip in for the wall. Mishpat Tzedakah brings down from other poskim in Eretz Yisrael that they say it doesn't apply nowadays. Our chatzeros are different. The truth is, we don't do anything private in our yards, and therefore you can't force a neighbor to build a wall, he says, unless his lashon is Yesh mishatzav shelo chayav losim mechitza el b'mifnei chatzer sheim emeila ba'atznoa v'hester. Like if you have a person who eats there with his family out in his yard, So that type of yard, you can force the neighbor to build a wall because he does private things like eating. You know, nowadays, you know, at least in our society, it's not such a private thing to eat. People go to restaurants and eat in the middle of the halls, in the middle of the streets. But normally, you know, the Gemara says you're not supposed to eat out in the market. So you know, it's a neistic thing not to have people watch you eat. Maybe depending on what your kids are like, it's a really private thing. So that's private. So there, he says, unless there's a reason like that you use it for eating, or I would say like you have a swimming pool, so you can't force your neighbor to build a wall, which would knock out a lot of our yards. Certainly in the front yards, nothing private goes on, so you can't force your neighbor to build a front yard because no one uses that for any private items. Maybe the backyard, if you do anything private in your backyard, so then you could force your neighbor. However, there's one other heter which is probably better than them all. The Mishkan Shalom says, Kol Zeh, this whole topic that we're talking about, a chatzer, is chatzer kesha chatzer gedura mikol ruchoseha. We're talking about where the yard is fenced in all other directions, right? It's completely private in all directions except your next door neighbor. So no one on the street can look inside. It's private all around, so no one can look inside. The only thing you have to worry about is your neighbor. So then you have a right to force the neighbor to build a wall. The imlokeng, but if you don't have a wall all around at your cost, blocking your neighbors from looking in, there's no obligation to force your neighbor to build a wall with you. Anyway, you have to be careful that the people in the street shouldn't look at what you're doing. So what are you worried about your neighbor for? So if you don't have a wall all around your yard, you certainly can't force your neighbor. And that certainly is the case in most cases. Mishpat Tzedek adds, besides the people in the street looking, nowadays we also have people who have houses. And, you know, they could look from their house into your yard. Right? Most people live on streets and they have backyards and there's another house in the other yard that can look in. So what's it going to help if you build a wall? You're going to put a wall there between your neighbors so you can't go and look at your private affairs, but all the different people and all around the neighborhood can look out their windows and see what you're doing anyway. So the chalal nowadays, we don't have this issue. We don't have the ability to have privacy in our backyards, and maybe it's not so terrible because we have bigger houses. So the conclusion, Mishpat Tzedek, Mishkan Shalom, is that even though Rabbi Yashiv said that it's a low plug, that the rules of Hezek Riyah, building a wall, apply even in our yards, but that was enough to say even though we don't have any use in them, or much use in them. But to say that you have to build a wall, you force your neighbor to pay for the wall, when anyway everyone's looking at what you're doing as they walk by, or in the neighbors that aren't contiguous to you, they can see from their windows what you're doing anyway, and when we go to our backyards we don't feel such privacy because we know people are looking. Then in those cases you can't force the neighbor to build the yard. If you happen to live in a fancy place where it's a cul-de-sac and there's only a couple neighbors there and there's only woods back there, and then there's a wall and the only person next to you is this one neighbor, so in that case it would seem that if you do anything private in your backyard, which the Mishpat Tzedek says includes eating, I would assume a swimming pool, or I don't think you could tell you have no right to build a swimming pool, that people do, and you bought this house because it was private and you want to have a swimming pool, and then he moves in and builds his house, so then you would probably have the, based on what we're saying, you would have the right to tell him that he should chip in with the wall using whatever the minhag medina is, strong enough that it'll last, thick enough that he can't see through, and that would be our contemporary case of Hezek Riyah, the only one that we really have. Just last minute, is there a din called Hezek Shemiya? Right, that the Tosfos can talk about. Tzrei Choshen talks about, you know, we're talking about Hezek Riyah, but suppose I don't like you hearing what I'm doing. You know, when I go into my backyard, I don't want to hear you yelling at my children. Can I force you to build a wall to stop you from hearing? So that, they said, there's no such thing, because I could tell you, look, go in your backyard, do what you want, just be quiet. Right? That is something that's not a damage. Just do things quietly back there. To tell me I can't go in my backyard because I'm looking at you, that's a Hezek Riyah. That's a Hezek when you can see what I'm doing, because then I can't go out there. But to say that, well, I hear what I'm doing, so don't talk so loud, don't do things too loud, and you can do whatever you want. That's up to you to be, and make sure that you don't scream too much, and you won't have to worry about what the neighbor is hearing.